Call this meeting to order. Welcome to the Sandpoint City Council meeting. Regular meeting of April 12th, 2022. The meeting is called to order at 7:04. Get a roll call, please, Shannon.
Mayor Smith?
Here.
Danny Cumberledge?
Here.
Alan Starnes?
Here.
Shirley Brown?
Here.
Jack Foster? Marita Gunderson?
Here.
Arlene Gunderson?
Here.
All right, we have a quorum. Thank you. Going to the first order of business, approval of agenda. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the April 12th, 2022 agenda.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Marita. Have a second?
Second.
Second by Arlene. At this time, if anyone have a conflict of interest on agenda items of the agenda?
Yes, I do. This is Arlene. I have a conflict of interest on donations for the Janice Raveloff Memorial Easter Egg Hunt.
Okay. I guess the question is...
I have a question. Yeah. If I help hide eggs or
no.
Okay, just checking.
The baskets are made through Toys Plus,
okay.
Which I own.
Okay.
Not sure of the...
All right, so when council gets to that portion of the agenda, just declare your conflict again, and then you can abstain.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Right.
Roll call on our motion.
Yeah, all right, thanks. Okay. Thank you, Arlene. Get a roll call, please, Shannon.
Danny?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll go on to the next item. Is the consent agendas. There are two items on the consent agenda. The minutes of the regular meeting of February 8th, 2022 and March 8th, 2022. Everyone had a chance to read over the minutes. And if so, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the minutes of February 8th and March 8th, 2022 with corrections.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Marita.
Second.
Second by Arlene. With no further discussion, roll call, please, Shannon.
Marita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Right, motion carries. Now we'll move on down to reports. First report is the finance officer, Curtis Fennessy.
Good evening. For raw fish tax in January, we received $19,887.44. In February, we received 38 cents. And for sales tax revenue in January, we received $47,846.93. February, $50,102.23.
All right. Thanks, Curtis. Any questions or comments for Curtis? All right. So we're done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to the next report, which is the Administrator, Jordan Keeler.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Council and community members and fellow staff. So just a couple quick summary. We want to touch on a few things. My April 2020 report.
We did attend the Board of Fish meeting at the Egan Center. The draconian proposal did not pass. However, there's still, they did designate the Chignik Run as a stock of concern. So we look forward to active in-season management from Fish and Game. As you know, this meeting was held out of the, quote, cycle. Usually it's a three-year cycle. That was delayed because of Corona. So we should have had the regular meeting this year, but just due to all the meetings that were canceled, they just moved everything back a year. So unfortunately, that means we'll be in the same boat next year when it comes to fisheries-related issues, specifically with Chignik in mind. So we'll see how the season plays out. I did meet with ECI, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to meet with them in person due to having COVID and had to stay home. So that's covered later in the report. Start working on the FY23 budget. As you know, the budget is very, there's a lot of unknowns in it because, you know, on the revenue side, we rely on the raw fish tax and the fish and the price. So it's both volume and price, which is hard to know ahead of time, which is partially why we do the mid-year budget amendment. Started the reporting for the ARPA, the American Rescue Plan Act reporting. It's done through the Treasury, so it's much more complicated than the CARES Act reporting that was done with the state. I am pleased to announce that through the generous support of Eastern Aleutian Tribes, the city did receive 2 calendar years of funding for the Anchorage Airport Interdiction Team Task Force position. So that's, you know, fully funded by outside sources, as well as any overtime. It's also, that's a federal reimbursement. So, the task force has been a great help in reducing the flow of drugs in the community, and we look forward to their continued outstanding performance. Right now, we have a risk manager for the AML-GIA, so that's the Alaska Municipal League Joint Insurance Association. In town, reviewing our facilities, and we'll get a report recommending what we can do to improve worker safety and workplace safety. Small things like, you know, making sure our signage is correct, having the correct material, the MDSD sheets, the acronym escapes me in the moment. So if there is, say, let's say, yes. So if you get, say, orange clean stuff in your eyes, you know, should you flush them? If you somehow swallow it, should you attempt to get it back out, or should you drink water, call poison control, those kind of things. So while it's a somewhat invasive inspection, it's ultimately to ensure worker safety. So I'll be with her again tomorrow to also reevaluate the value of city property. They use a standard valuation software that doesn't always correspond to the actual value, as well as it often fails to take into account the true cost of getting materials and supplies and labor out here. So that will have an impact on our liability insurance. So I have submitted the required paperwork for that, but until that report's finished on her end, and we won't have the full known cost of our liability insurance moving forward for this upcoming fiscal year. For those of you who are AML enthusiasts, the meeting has been moved. It's been pushed back about 2 weeks, so it's going to be after Thanksgiving, the 5th through the 9th of December. And instead of being held at Captain Cook, which I believe it's pretty much always been held there, at least recent memory, it's going to be moved to the Denina Center. There's just more room there, so it's more of a space issue. And the timing works better for a lot of our tribal representatives as well, so that you allow smaller communities, including this, people wear multiple hats, so it can get a lot broader attendance, hopefully. So I think it's a positive development. Tribal Lift's here. First lift was yesterday. Congratulations. We're both looking forward to maintaining and providing, you know, great service like we had in the past. I know it's a load off a lot of people's minds, and it'll lead to a much more efficient harbor service. And then, as noted, I did have to lay low for a few days at home due to positive COVID tests, but I was ready to get back in the office. It's boring just sitting at home. So that's my report, and a lot of things we'll cover later on in the packet.
All right, thanks, Jordan. Any questions or comments for Jordan? Okay. Seeing none at this time. Thank you, Jordan. Moving on to the next report is the Department of Public Safety, Police Chief Dave Anderson.
Good evening, everyone. During the month of March, we had three persons that were in the jail. We had two for assault, domestic violence. One was second degree. The other was a fourth degree. And we had one for fraud and forgery. One of the persons that was incarcerated was transported to Anchorage and still in custody. We had a total of 25 calls to 911 during that time period. And you have a list of the various calls that are before you there. We're pretty busy during the month. Kept us in the office a lot doing investigative work and report writing. If you, when I get done with the report, we'll look at the back there. Officer Lowry, Investigator Lowry in Anchorage was fairly busy in Anchorage and made various cases during that month, and as well as they seized $121,000 in cash that they'll be added to asset forfeiture funds, which now the city of Sandpoint has a share of that when the decisions are finally made. They've been compiling over the last 4.5 years, and now we're at $750,000 approximately. When the decisions come down, I'll be the first to let you know as soon as that comes down. Also during this time period, we lost our senior dispatcher, Christine Nielsen. She was a great lady, and she'll be sorely missed. She was very dedicated to her job, and she was a great asset to us. And her son, Jesse, is continuing on in taking the full load. We were helping with that during the day with our administrative assistant, Kathy Adams, who's joined us. She's doing a great job. So from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, the police department itself has the 911 line in the office as well as on our radio. So the officer on duty works closely with the administrative assistant to make sure that that line is manned at all times. If she has to step out of the office, she lets us know so that we can pick it up in the other, either in the office or on our radios, and that's how we're carrying on at this point in time. That's pretty much everything I have at this point in time.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Any questions or comments for Dave?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'd just like to say that, yes, we're going to miss Christine. She really enjoyed working down there with you guys, and she was a real asset to the department.
Such a sweet lady. She really was.
And condolences to her family. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks, Arlene. Any other questions? All right. Hearing none. Thanks, Dave. Okay. We'll move on to the next report, which is the EMS Director, Carmen Holmberg.
Rescue On received 5 calls, 3 tone-outs, 2 medevacs, and we held a few meetings to go over our event for next month, and we will have our EMS vehicle this month.
Okay. Thanks, Carmen. Any questions or comments for Carmen? All right, seeing none. Thank you, Carmen. Okay, we'll go on to the next report is the Fire Chief, Robert Cadotti. You there, Robert? Maybe he's not online, so I will go on. This report is in the back there. So we'll go on to the next report. It should be Public Works. Public Works Director Julius Carlson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening. For the month of March, we continue to plow snow and flush. Hopefully, that's starting to ramp down here. Kept up with roads, mostly the Harbor Road and the City Dock Road. Pretty bad here and there. Hauled some rock for facility contractors at Trenton. Hauled some alders to the landfill. Kept up with sanding the roads. Maintained all our heaters and keeping up with equipment. Our swing motor on our excavator, our big excavator. It's back up and running. Yeah, we're just getting down on the sand right now and trying to make it last as long as we can.
All right.
Any questions?
All right. Thanks, Julius. Any questions or comments for Julius? All right, seeing none. Glad you're home, Julius, you and your family, so.
Yeah, me too.
Talk to you later. Okay. Okay, we'll move on to the next report. Is the Water and Sewer Supervisor, Dylan Jacobson.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. We had a leak down by the old water plant. It was a treated water line going to the new water plant. We got that fixed. That was a little tricky because the shutoffs for it were underneath the ARC's satellite up in the boneyard, and we had to dig that up. We got a sewer leak fixed in the trailer court. Sewer line going across the footbridge in the harbor from the lift station was frozen. Pumped out the harbor lift station a few times while the weather was cold, and then we thawed it out with some warm water with the jetter. Hooked up a new printer, got our reports and water samples out on time, shut off some houses while they worked on their leaks and stuff. Had some routine maintenance around the water plant that we took care of. And one more thing I didn't add in here. Talked with our DEC person, Doug, and this year is the year that we're doing our lead and copper sampling. And this year we're needing to do a lead and copper sampling plan because we haven't in the past. And they're kind of needing us to have addresses for all the houses that we do these for. So it'll be nice when we get the address mapping system up and running. So they're kind of wanting me to put it on hold until then so that they could have addresses, because for all the years that we do them, people move in and out of the houses and they kind of swap hands, and there's never official addresses put on the paperwork, so it doesn't really work out for DEC that well when there's nothing official to tell them where that house is. And but other than that.
All right. Thanks, Dylan. So we check every house on that?
No, it's before 1982 and lead soldering in their lines in their house. And it's not really specific for our water system. It's for the houses.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Thanks, Dylan. Yep. Any questions or comments for Dylan? All right. Thank you. Okay, we'll go on to the next report, which is the Harbor Master, Alan Kuchinoff.
Hello, everybody. In the month of March, we burned some waste oil, picked up trash on the east wall, cleaned the south warehouse, took a couple loads of trash to the dump. One of my day crew guys transferred to the night watchman, and we put totes out for used batteries to get them off of the pallets on the ground, and we were preparing for the new travel lift, and it is up and running. I'm just waiting for the space to haul more boats. Any questions?
All right, thanks, Alan. Any questions or comments for Alan? Seeing none. All right, thank you. Okay, that pretty much covers and concludes the reports. We'll move on to the next item of business is hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. The first is Ordinance 2022-01, the Address Mapping System, second reading. Do we have a motion to put ordinance 2022-01 address mapping system on the floor for the second reading?
I'll make a motion to put ordinance 2201 on the floor for second reading.
A motion by Marita. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Alan. And the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this ordinance is intended to address a couple of issues. One is future proofing. You know, the state is slowly consolidating their dispatch efforts to save money and try and have increased professionalism to the job, as well as technological advances. You know, a small department like us, we just don't have the technological resources to handle a lot of the recording, and just the technology presents a problem for smaller departments. Which is not to say that our dispatchers haven't done a great job. It's just it's the way of the future. Secondly, the records management is part of the police department's record management system. They want to have a consistent addressing as part of their entries in ARMS. That's an acronym. Our police love our acronyms.
Alaska Record Management System.
Thank you. So it's important for them to have consistent records. Third is the Real ID. As part of the push towards Real ID, you need to have two pieces of mail, essentially, with your street address on it. Number four, which Dylan brought up earlier, is the need with DEC to maintain compliance with our water system. And I would just like to point out, that if you currently have a Real ID, there's no action needed on your end. I spoke with the Department of Administration, which oversees the DMV, and they confirmed that if you have a Real ID as of right now, if the system is implemented, you will not be required to do anything. The only thing you'll have to do is when your license expires is just renew it, and you won't have to provide additional paperwork at that time, just like it is now. So with those four concepts in mind that spurred the addressing system, I know there was some concern from council on the the fines, as well as some of the language in here. So as you see, it's been changed to reflect council's wishes. And we also cleaned up a little bit of the language that was not needed because it was covered in other sections of city code. But it's substantially similar to what was originally presented for council's considerations. So that's where we stand on that.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Any questions or comments for Jordan? All right. Seeing none. Do we have a motion to adopt ordinance 2022-01 address mapping system?
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance 2201.
Got a motion by Marita. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Alan. Roll call, please. Shannon?
Arlene?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Is that for me? Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
All right, motion carries.
Can I make a comment?
Arlene,
I just want to say this has been a long process in the works and discussion to get this year ordinance done, and I think it's a very good, I'd like to thank everybody who worked so hard on getting this ordinance completed. I believe the system will be a benefit to the city and to its citizens.
All right, thanks, Arlene. Okay, we'll move on to the next item. Business is resolution 2202, resolution East Borough Sandpoint Harbor Floating Docks letter of support. Do we have a motion to adopt 2022-02, resolutions East Borough Sandpoint Harbor Floating Docks letter of support?
Make a motion to adopt a resolution 2202, a resolution of the city council. Was there a comment?
Questions?
Mr. Mayor and Council, just following today's workshop, there's some wording changes to the resolution just to make it more accurate. So the handout version is the updated version, and the old one's the old one in the packet.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right, thanks. So at this point, do we have a motion to adopt 2202 Ocean East Borough Sandpoint Harbor Loading Docks letter of support? Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
This is the new title.
Yeah. Resolution. Sandpoint City Council supporting the completion of the Sandpoint Harbor Floating Docks project. Okay.
Do you have to say as amended?
As amended.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 2202.
Okay, thanks, Arlene. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Marita. On the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the resolution before you is a fairly standard resolution of support. The Ocean City Borough has supported, completing the new harbor flow system. They've applied a few times, and the scoring hasn't been great, so they've taken a different approach. It separated this project out from the Accutan project. So they're currently in the process of applying for funding right now, and they requested a letter of support. If this were to go through, it would be a big economic boost to the city, and the city would be better able to support both the home fleet as well as the visiting fleet.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Any questions, comments for Jordan? Okay, seeing none, roll call, please, Shannon.
Danny?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yeah. All right. Motion carries. All right. We'll move on to the next order of business. This old business, but seeing there's none, we'll go on down to new business. And the first item is the donation request for Janice's Travel Ops Memorial Easter Egg Hunt for $300.
I'll make a motion to donate $500 to the Janice Travel Ops Memorial Easter Egg Hunt.
Okay, we have a motion by Shirley. We have a second.
I'll second.
Second by Alan. Roll call, please, Shannon.
Arlene?
Abstain.
Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries. All right, move on to the next item. New business is the donation request by QTT Earth Day Fair for $300 plus a box of Alpar bags. Do we have a motion to accept the request from QTT Day Fair for $300 and a box of Alpar bags? Motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the donation request from QTT for the Earth Day Fair, $300, and a box of Alpar bags.
Okay, thank you. Arlene, do you have a second?
Second.
Second by Shirley. Roll call, please.
Alan? Shen?
Yes.
Danny?
For me, yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll go on to the next item of business. For new business is the city municipal building assessment report. I'll hand the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So there's two documents that follow this. One is the condition assessment report for the Sandpoint Municipal Building. The second is a proposal from ECI. So first things first. So we had an architect engineer come out. They've worked. It was actually the same firm that did the clinic. So they have experience out here. They work with the borough and do work with the borough currently. So they, you know, looked. Did what they said, an assessment of the building. Given the building's age, it's actually in really good shape. Kudos to whoever built it back in the mid-50s. However, they did identify some pressing repair needs. One is the foundation, part of the foundation that near the old gym. When you walk on the floor, you notice there's some structural issues. Secondly is water management, which is sort of a two-pronged issue. One is along the foundation. They recommend installing a French drain, which we can ask for alternative versions of drains. And tying into that is some needed gutter work. So those two kind of go together. Over the years, the land has slowly shifted from the road down towards the city building, and the dirt's built up and blocked vents, so it's causing water to come in where it shouldn't, and that creates a structural issue. So in order to make the needed repairs, which they recommend be made this year, they have given us a price estimate of about $39,860 to do all of the design work. So we can take that and either do a portion of it in-house, mainly the drainage and the gutters, as well as the documents needed to put out an RFP for the foundation work. The $39,000 figure is quite high. However, $30,000 of that, roughly just under, is a fixed fee. So that's just for the documentation and their work. The rest is something they throw in kind of standard. It's bid management, bid consulting, on-site construction meetings. But given that most of this would be done in-house and it's technically straightforward for the most part, I wouldn't think we need to use them that much. I've experienced issuing RFPs. I wouldn't mind using them just to give any bids a second set of eyes. Just they may see some technical issues that I might not recognize otherwise. Speaking with them, they said that the extra $9,000 likely is if it's going to be that much, then we have other issues, frankly. So they're expecting maybe $2,000 at the most. But if council makes the motion to authorize the mayor to enter into the contract with ECI, it can be an amount not to exceed that $39,860. So if council thinks this is the best approach to tackle the issues with the building, and then I can talk to them about the modified drainage plan. I would ask that council make that motion to move forward so we can address these issues this year during the summer / late fall construction season. And the funding for this would come from the ARPA funds. We've yet to expend any of it, and this clearly falls within one of the allowable use categories. So it would not hit our general fund.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Any questions or comments for Jordan? All right. Seeing none, request a motion to accept the agreement with ECI not to exceed $39,869.
I make a motion to authorize the mayor to enter into a contract with ECI not to exceed $39,869 for the design services.
All right, thanks, Arlene. Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Alan. Roll call, please, Shannon.
Arlene?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. All right, okay, so we'll move on to the Next item of business would be public comments. Any public comments at this time? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to council comments. Any council comments? Arlene?
Yes. I just wanted to let you know that I did attend the Board of Fish meetings at the Egan Center in Anchorage, and I was able to provide testimony on opposing Proposal 282. And Area M had a good representation at the meetings, and many of them gave testimony. So now we just need to gear up and get ready for next year.
All right. Thanks, Arlene. Any other comments? All right. I have a couple. I'd like to thank Kendrick's Equipment, of course, for the new lift, travel lift. The workers were very professional and easy to work with. They delivered right on schedule, just as planned. The new lift is quite a bit more modern and is working great. I would also like to thank Peter Pan Seafoods for offering to come and help us with that, but I explained that we had it covered. But they did offer assistance with putting some piling on our east wall this summer, as they were gonna have a driver, pile driver, in the area for their docks. So I seen them up at the Board of Fish meeting. And I'd also like to thank those who represented the city standpoint at the Board of Fish. All the testimonies were helpful in stating our position and condition of our economy due to fish tax and what is necessary for us to survive here. I would especially give thanks to Kylie and Madison Thompson. Madison was great help with all the speeches, and we didn't have any conflicting reports and testimonies were to the point. Kylie definitely is taking the lead, is well informed. Hopefully we do as well next year. And thanks to the borough for the rooms and their staff being on hand through the whole process. And again, a big thanks to our harbor crew and Public Works Department for their hard work getting everything set up and accomplished on schedule with the travel lift. Also a big thanks to Trident Seafoods, which moved and lifted the equipment to the harbor and are going to help lift the old travel lift back to the dock. To Al and Dave and Alex, thanks for standing by and being on call for us, I guess. And to TDX for the use of the man basket, and definitely a great organization by our harbor master, Alan Kuchin. So big thanks to him. That's all I got. So, any other comments?
All right. I'll say thank you for my husband. The city sponsored him to go to the fish park meetings, and he spent 2 weeks on the computer researching everything about chickpea and the fish group. And gave him something good to do.
All right.
He appreciated it.
Thanks, Shirley. It was a lot of research for 3 minutes, I know. But it was.
But I think he turned stuff into the board members.
Oh, no.
Didn't he?
Oh, yeah. No, he was.
Besides his.
The reports were very, very professional. I think our points were very good. And the people we took did well. It's a lot of politics in that Board of Fish. Any other comments? Okay, seeing none, I guess we look for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
A motion by Marita. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Arlene. We are adjourned at 7:43.